Shimizu. Many years ago, a girl named Aiko was taken by Japanese sailors.
High winds coming from the north!
Tie everything down!
The sailors ran throughout the ship, securing hatches and blowing out lamps.
There's another lamp!
Aiko was tied up to a post and could not do a thing about the lamp. To her dread, the sailors did not hear her, and the lamp fell. The whole ship went up in flames. You could hear Aiko scream for miles.
Many years later, along the same banks of the same river, four siblings played.
Takashi, please keep Kenji away from the river. He's only three. He can't walk well.
Yuko, we're just having fun. Stop worrying.
Yeah, stop worrying.
Remember the story of Shimizu, how the girl died?
That's just a myth.
Along the bank were slick rocks covered with a thick layer of algae. The river, like a thundering drum, muffled all sound. Takashi didn't hear his sister's warnings.
Kenji, Yuko, Harumi, come quick.
Everyone and the siblings rushed to save their brother. But before the siblings could even reach the bank, all living things faded to the color of death. The blossoms on the cherry trees fell off. There was no wind, not even a breeze, leaving everything still and quiet. Only the river continued to move. The dead girl's spirit rose from the water.
The boy has awoken me from my slumber. The punishment for this is death.
No, Kenji!
What will we tell Mom?
Your brother's your only warning. This is what you get for waking a spirit. If you tell anyone about his death, I'll kill another one you love.
The siblings ran home with tears in their eyes.
Where's Kenji?
Mother, well, Kenji, he ran away. We tried to stop him, but...
I'd rather have no children than three children who lose their baby brother.
The children were rejected by their own mother and thrown out the door. They ran away from the only home that they'd ever known with tears of abandonment in their eyes.
20 years later, Harumi sat on the beach with her husband, Nobutoshi, and her children, Mei and Taro.
Tag, you're it!
No, you're it.
No, you're it!
You're it.
Fine.
I want to tell you something, Nobutoshi, but I should not.
Please tell me, Harumi.
I mustn't for the fear of your life.
My life is a mere speck in the universe.
Fine, but don't tell anyone else.
Harumi tells Nobutoshi all about how Kenji had died. Just as before, all went dark, and Aiko rose from the water.
Harumi, you have broken your promise that you made so long ago. Unlike you, I'll keep mine. Your husband shall die.
When all went back to normal, sitting on the beach was a now widowed mother and her fatherless children.